from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Well, is it going to be high for our young quarterback with that blitzing that Todd Bowles like doing?
Well, I think Todd has a pretty steady history of blitzing the hell out of young quarterbacks. So, yes, expect a lot of that. I don't know where they are in terms of – I could look up the stats, or you could look up the stats in terms of percentage of blitzes, but he's perpetually in the top 10 anyways. But I know with young quarterbacks, he likes to get after them. And even more so – with running quarterbacks, just more lanes you can occupy, less opportunities you have him to extend plays, which obviously I watched a couple of his preseason games and obviously all of college. You could tell that's what he's wanting to do. So expect a lot of 5 and 6 man pressures this weekend for young Jaden.
Rondé, for you, I mean, you're a Hall of Fame cornerback, right? And it's pretty damn cool that you got to play your entire career in one city in Tampa. When you were going to face off against a rookie quarterback, what was that like kind of as a corner? What did you try to figure out or expect?
First of all, let me get to something. It's great being a Hall of Fame corner. I should be on the radio with a Hall of Fame kick returner right now, by the way.
Well said.
I grew up a Washington whatever the other name was, fan my entire life, Southwest Virginia. And B-Mitch is a dog. Devin Hester just got in. He's got twice as many return yards. I'm just waiting. You're going to be a teammate of mine soon, buddy. It's going to happen.
2028. Take that team, too.
So you know, Rondé, yeah. 2028 is when he will become eligible for the senior committee, and we're going to have
– Oh, yeah.
We got plans, so we're going to call on you then.
You got an advocate in me. Anyways, yeah, so long-term corner in the league and see rookie quarterback. Look, you just know that they're not processing, right? Not fast enough. And I always used to try to use that to my advantage, that they were more than likely going to be one-read guys. And I think Jaden's got a little bit of that in him anyways. One read, start to move, use your athleticism. So for me, if I could get a sense of, the timing of their routes, whether – whatever film that we had, and for first game it's kind of hard because all you got is preseason film that you don't get a lot of it, but just timing on the route that they liked, then you knew you could take advantage of it. So I used to do that a lot. I used to spend most of my time with young quarterbacks just trying to find out what they were really good at, at least what they thought they were really good at, and that's where I was going to take my shots with them. And I think coordinators on defense think the same thing. Like, it's limited. Even if they're the best rookie quarterback in league history, they're not going to have the game knowledge to be able to go out and execute the entire playbook. So I think you can take advantage of that, but the great equalizer, you guys know this, man, is athleticism in today's quarterbacks. And this guy has it in spades, man. He's special. I mean, you don't win the Heisman by accident, right? He's a special player. And I know that all of the prep here in Tampa on defense is to plan for the unexpected, the variables that you can't see on film and whatnot.
You know, Ronnie, when I played, man, I always talked to the guys on the other side of the ball to ask them what they were looking for. If you were to talk to a young guy like a receiver or a cornerback or a quarterback, what would you tell them to not do to give off a lot of hints?
Yeah, that's a good question. The biggest thing, we'll start with quarterback. Biggest thing a quarterback could do is not lock into his receiver right away. I used to always find it hard when quarterbacks would drop back looking straight down the middle of the field. Because you see some young guys and some veteran guys too, for be honest with you, they would drop back and their eyes are immediately to where they want the ball to go.
Yeah.
And at that point, you're just like, because that's through your three or four step read when I'm playing corner. And if I saw that, you're like, okay, he's coming here, or he's going to tuck this or get sacked or something. But for receivers, you got to understand leverage. The NFL is all about leverage. I mean, there's very few guys that can, at my position anyways, that can line up and just, you know, play with you. You want to take away outside leverage, but line up inside. You know, Patrick Surtain is one of the guys in the league right now that can do that. But there's not a bunch of guys that can disguise what their intentions are. And so the faster receiver can understand that, and like, this guy's trying to funnel me to the safety, or he's moving inside leverage because he wants to pin me to the sideline, and then be able to adjust your routes off that, that's when you know a guy is really starting to develop his craft. And that takes time, especially at this level.
Rondé, I don't know how much you get to watch them, but the corners here in D.C. really struggled last year.
Mm-hmm.
From year to year, and they had a first-round pick in Emmanuel Forbes that struggled, but they had a kid in Benjamin St. Juice that had played pretty well a season prior, and then he struggled. From year to year, can corners kind of turn it around, or is that more difficult at a position where, I mean, you truly are on an island?
And how important is coaching with that?
Yeah.
I was just going to say, most of that is coaching. And y'all have a good coach. I mean, obviously you have a great defensive mind, and Dan Quinn, Joe Vitt Jr. is, you know, he's young. He's going to figure that out. But, you know, it comes down to the position coaches, man. So from my three position coaches that really sent me on my way, obviously Herm Edwards was my first one. But when I started to get into learning the nuances of the game under Mike Tomlin, and then Raheem Morris, and then Jimmy Lake, who's the defensive coordinator in Atlanta now, he's the head coach at Washington. Those guys are so detail-oriented that if for a guy that was willing to work, and that was me, I wanted to work. I wanted to put everything I could into it and find out, you know, the ins and outs and all that other stuff. And they were able to give me that bread, and then I was just able to eat it up. That's how I got better. You know, your athleticism is only going to take you so far, right? It's the above-the-neck knowledge and ability to execute that onto the field, you know, stuff that you learn in the classroom onto the field, is when you start taking the next steps. Like, and a good coach is able to communicate that. And so that's, to me, that's when I look at bad corner play, sometimes I think about, how's this guy getting taught? If you see it repetitively, you're like, he's getting taught this, or he's not getting taught at all. And in which case, in lieu of, you know, good teaching, he's just making it up on his own. And that's when you start saying, okay, this guy's just not doing himself a service to be the best player he can be. So I would look there. I mean, you got athletic players. I mean, I looked at your depth chart. I know what Emmanuel Forbes was. I broke him down coming out of college out of Mississippi State a year ago. And you saw all those freaky type skills. And it's hard. It takes a minute to adjust to the NFL, especially if you're trying to figure it out on your own. But hopefully he gets the right coaching and he turns into the guy that, you know, can start taking the football away, because certainly that's where y'all are lacking.
Yeah.
I say that a lot about, you know, like, I tell people it takes people time. I know fans don't want to hear that, but it's true. Guys don't just step out of college and walk on the field and be great. And if you do, you're not the norm.
Well, and if, right. if the position coach is that important, I'm not trying to drag this dude, but Brett Wieselmeyer was the position coach
from high
last
school.
Year, and what, like, he had no previous position head running his own room, right? And that's ultimately what it is. And I do think the position coach last year was a problem. So maybe, do you think Forbes, though, specifically the frame can hold up?
Yeah, I mean, and that's, I don't think that's ever. That's more overplayed because it just looks abnormal. You know, I don't remember if he missed a lot of games in college. I don't think he did.
He did. I think he missed a couple the COVID year, but because he had COVID.
Right. So when I looked at Emmanuel, yes, he's slight. I mean, I don't know what his weight is now. I wouldn't know that. Like, but I know he came out at, what, about 177 pounds or something like 76 yeah. pounds on that 6 foot frame. He was not an unwilling physical guy. He just didn't have the body to be physical. So it's not like he was out there turning down hits. He was just, you know, trying to get in the way and bring people to the ground. And that's hard when you're lanky because you don't have any mass to do anything. Yeah. So I'm not worried about his frame. I'd just be worried about, you know, his confidence. You know, when you get shook early, it's sometimes hard. I mean, I benefited from not being good enough to play my rookie year. So I got to sit back and learn and figure out how to do it. But I would say don't put a judgment out on him until about year three. You know, we got a guy here in Tampa named Zion McCollum. If you look at his measurables, he's going to be a starter at left corner this year. If you look at his measurables, they were the best ever coming out of college, ever, of anybody ever measured. He was an A+, but he's drafted in the fifth round because he didn't have a great tape. He played at Houston, and he's going into his third year. And I can tell just in a year's time how much growth he's had. Because he had to play a little bit last year. He didn't play much as a rookie, but he played a little bit last year, started a bunch of games, and now he looks like he's ready to take that next step. So I'd put that same caution on Emmanuel just because it's going to take him just a little bit to figure out how to play this game in this level.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.